beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before? Nice around here, isn't it? I call it Christmas Town, better known as the North Pole. Christmas tree forest. Yep, here's where we grow them. Nice place to live, you know. Christmas seals. Of course, the number one citizens up here are the Clauses, Santa and the Mrs. They live right over there. First castle on the left. Matter of fact, the only castle on the left.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take the suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Whoever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
Now, don't any of you worry your heads about Santa. Mrs. Claus will have him plenty fattened up by Christmas Eve. It's always the same story. Ah, I love this Christmassy time of year. Especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season. Nothing like that year of the big snowstorms. I don't know what we would have done without Rudolph to pull us through. Anyway, Rudolph? Could it be that some of you are not acquainted with the story of Rudolph? Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
Hello and welcome to Two Casts Beyond, 25 days of Two Casts Beyond Christmas. This is day 25. This is the final episode for 2016. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me in his ghetto cast radio is Doug Abel. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Merry Christmas. I'm going to be a Grinch a little bit because my ghetto cast system.
It's just a, okay, so for those that don't know, if you heard the first 20 days of 25 days of Two Casts Beyond Christmas, you'll know that I am on Skype with every other person. Day 21 to 25, day 22 and 23, Jen and I are doing it together on her computer, but the other 3 days, it's Doug and I in the same place and Steve up there in blizzard-faced Michigan. Thankfully, you know, California has 40, 50, 60 degree winters. Yay. So yeah, we're recording a little bit differently, and you know, seeing a setup like what Doug has, which is really cool and really awesome. It's a completely different thing for me. So yay, learning new things at Christmas time. So we are here to talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Burl Ives voiced Sam Snowman version. This is also from Rankin-Bass. There are several different versions of this. There's differences in this thing. I guess for airing, I honestly don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things they cut out and some things they put in. Like, I want to say at one point in time they cut out the entire silver and gold song, or maybe it was something about him finding a peppermint mug or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. No, we need to, we all watch the full version, because the full version is what we all watched as kids. Doug, what, again, as I've asked you the last 3 or 4 days now, what was the first age or first time you remember watching this?
Well, as I said with the others, about 7 or 8, my parents sat me down. Again, CBS airs this, and it was, my parents loved CBS at the time because they aired all the Christmas specials, Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph, Frosty. You know, they're like, here, just sit down and watch it. We'll wrap your presents in the back bedroom while you're watching TV.
You mean Santa wrapped your presents in the back bedroom while watching TV?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. What are you, leaky tires? It's a bad Yakko joke, folks.
Oh, boy.
I was waiting for the puns to fly, even though they were horrible.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Steve, what about you? When do you remember the first time you saw this one?
Early on. This is probably one of the first Christmas movies I remember watching.
Mm-hmm. And for me, same thing, 6-7, somewhere around there, 86, 87. And again, for those of you who have been living under a rock for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 decades, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is about a reindeer named Rudolph who is born with a red nose, and it kind of is a...
So he's born with like a defect that ended up being a benefit to him that everybody treated him like crap for.
Right.
And everybody come to realize that they were just giant douches.
Right. Basically what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by Blitzen over there, was that this is Dave's basically comment. Almost... So yeah, this is pretty much a special about someone who is born unlike everybody else, and it's kind of the same thing with Hermy, the dentist elf, same thing. He's not born, but he wants to make a choice that is unlike anybody else's, and it's basically all about differences, and differences are okay. Yay! Because if we were all the same, we'd all be annoying oranges.
Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
I realized the joke.
Do what?
I says, I know the joke.
Yes.
Yes, you left it open. Sorry.
Oh. What do you... Okay, Doug, what do you like about Rudolph, the story and the animation and all that stuff?
Oh, man. Well, this was like the very first stop-motion animation thing that I think I ever saw, and I remember being completely fascinated by it. That, you know, the fact that Bumble bounce, you know...
He's a humble bumble now.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of little stupid things, but I loved it. You know, the Island of Misfit Toys, the, you know, just the dentist bit, him being able to see through the fog at the end. It was all fun.
Unicorn wasn't. Yeah. Unicorn Cornelius wanting to lick stuff off of his pitchfork there, his ice pick. Oh my god.
Yeah, that always scared me because all I could think of was him putting it into, you know, him picking up on the ground and, oh look, I found a sewage pipe.
Oh look, hey, that's what happened to Rudolph.
Ew, reindeer meat. Yeah,
so that really means that there's some really vicious reindeer games, aren't there?
Yes, Ben Affleck, there are.
Where's Christopher Walken?
I'm right here.
I knew that was coming. Oh, crap.
Did you guys ever see the robot chicken thing that they did with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? And they had the Abominable Snowman was smuggling drugs, and one of the balloons popped.
Oh, my God. Did it pop inside the reindeer's stomach?
No, it popped inside the Abominable Snowman's stomach, and he went crazy. And yeah, it was messy.
Did he get his stomach pumped?
No, I think he ended up killing half the elves in Santa. He ends up like roasting one of the reindeer or something like that. It's bad. It's just a stupid thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, your new Christmas tradition, roasted reindeer.
Roasting reindeer on an open fire.
That's funny.
I lit it so with funny. Rudolph's nose.
Oh,
that's horrible.
But really, what was at the heart of this is the parent. What pisses me off about the beginning of this is the parents. They don't even want to acknowledge that he is unique because they want him to be able to excel. And I get it. I understand that. But just I'm glad that this is another one of those cartoons that starts off really badly, looking really bad as far as the way the story goes. And then obviously it has a good turnaround. Burl Ives is Sam Snowman and singing the songs like, you know, like we said, Silver and Gold and Holly Jolly Christmas and the Rudolph song. Like, I remember as a kid listening to the Gene Autry version of Rudolph a lot at Christmas time. Once I heard Burl Ives, I'm like, Gene who?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, the Gene Autry version is it's a great version.
It is, yes. What else do we want to say about Rudolph, Doug?
Yeah, there's a lot to say about it, but I guess I love the show for what it was. I mean, you know, it came out in 64. It was originally done for, believe it or not, as a way to sell stuff for Woolworths. which is no longer in existence. They actually used it to make a cartoon or a coloring book for kids. And they wrote the song after that, and the song grew into the show and everything. And just, you think, wow, all of this from a coloring book. Okay.
Yep. That wool is most definitely worthless.
Yeah, well, considering Woolworths isn't around anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Steve? Is this going to be one that you show Ian and Nolan, or no?
Yeah, I mean, we've showed up to them before, and they kind of know about it, so it's, yeah. Yep.
All right. For me, it's one of those ones that I have to watch every year. It's just a fun little thing. The Island of Misfit Toys is a little strange, considering you have the first Lion King there.
Yeah, and he was winged, which always weirded me out.
Yeah.
So we have the first movie with living toys.
Yes.
Toy Story 1.0. Small soldiers.
Yeah. Charlie in the Box. Oh, boy.
No. Small soldiers. Santa's army.
Tommy Lee Jones ain't no Santa. Oh, boy. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the quintessential Rudolph cartoon, folks. There are others like Rudolph's Shiny New Year and Rudolph and Frosty Christmas in July, but nothing can compare to this one. There hasn't been... Rudolph has been in other things, but as far as animation, I don't really remember Rudolph being in anything else other than the three that I've already mentioned, this one and the other two. And thankfully, to my knowledge, there is no 2018 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, unlike the Grinch.
The closest they got was the 2001.
2001?
Yeah, when they did the computer animated version. I want to say that they had Rick Moranis in it, I think. I could be wrong. God. You know, I'd have to go and look to be sure.
What the hell would you want that Keymaster in a Rudolph cartoon?
My nose lights up. Yeah.
I don't think he's even done movies in the last, like...
I think he's retired. Years. Yeah.
Well, he retired. I know after his wife passed away, he kind of disappeared.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe he'll come back with Zool if they ever do a Fembusters 2.
Oh, I doubt it. They were trying to get him. They were trying to get him in for Ghostbusters, and he refused.
So. He's like, nah, smart. I'm good.
That's a smart guy right there.
Okay, so looking here, I looked up real quick to see he was in the 2001 version of it. He was Toy Taker, which I have no idea who Toy Taker is, because apparently the story is completely different for the Island of Misfit Toys and Rudolph that they did.
Hmm. Yep. But the classic is still a classic. I still listen to the music every single year at Christmas time. Still watch it. What are we going to give 0 to 5 for Rudolph, Doug?
I got to give it a 5. This is one of my favorites. I mean, it's stop motion. It's the thing that got me fascinated with stop motion and being able to make movies, you know, shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love this. The song, everything about it.
What about you, Steve?
I like everything to do with this movie. It's one of my favorite claymation type of animated shows. Just like all the other Christmas ones that had this style, I was completely fine with it. It's everything that came after I didn't.
Absolutely. All right. I want to thank everybody who has taken the time to listen to 25 Days of Two Guys Beyond Christmas. I hope there is something in here for everyone. I hope we kind of outdid the old holiday show, Tooncast Classic Episode 30. And there were a lot of more different voices this time around, because in that old episode, it was just myself, Optimus Solo, and the Televixen from Melissa the Televixen from thetelevixen.com. This year, we had Doug on several. We had Steve on several. We had my fiance Jen on.
Technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up here on the 25 Days of Two Guys Beyond Christmas, the first annual special one of these things. Hopefully, we have outdone Tooncast Classic Episode 30, which featured myself, Optimus Solo, and Melissa the Televixen from thetelevixen.com. I know there are some in here that people aren't going to go back and listen to, and that's fine. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm trying to do something new and different. Next year, we're going to have 25 more days. I got enough for 2 years, so we're going to have another one. And so that way we can, you know, pimp them out every year from now on instead of having to redo them every year. Next year is going to be a little different. We're going to do, I think it's days 16, 17, and 18 where we're going to have special episodes. We're going to talk about three or four cartoons in one podcast. Like we're going to have a Smurfs episode that I think is going to feature myself, Jen, and our friends Ashley and her boyfriend John, because Ashley is hugely into Smurfs. We're going to have an episode just for The Simpsons, because there are like, I don't know, 10 or 11 Simpsons episodes for Christmas. Hell, they started on a Christmas episode. And then what's the other one? The other one was, oh yeah, the quintessential, the rodent one with Alvin and his brothers. There's like three or four Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas thing. So next year is going to be interesting. Hopefully everyone enjoyed this year. Doug, any final thoughts overall? 25 days, Two Guys Beyond Christmas. Anything else you want to say?
You know what? It was fun. I love this time of year. I love seeing all the specials, even some of the weird, wacky ones that come out that may not have gotten mentioned. You know, like Snow White and the Seven Giants, which is absolutely horrible, but it's funny for Christmas.
How is that a Christmas cartoon?
I'll have to show you. It's bad.
I don't even want to know. Oh my God! Don't even.
Yeah, you know, Buddy. Elf Buddy's Musical Christmas, stuff like that.
That's gonna be on next year's special.
There you go.
So that's gonna be on next year's 25 days, Two Guys Beyond Christmas. Steve, you've been on. You actually started this with me, so it's kind of fitting that you're finishing it with me. We started with Year Without a Santa Claus this year, and Santa Claus is coming to town. We did Scooter for Yaksmas. We did Batman Justice League, and now all the ones, you know, that we've had in the last 4 or 5 days now. Any other final thoughts on the overall epic of Tooncast Beyond 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas?
I really enjoyed getting to reminisce and go back and kind of rediscover some of the shows, like especially rediscovering Ren and Stimpy and some of the other things that I wasn't sure if I was going to remember. So it's been fun.
Absolutely. Where can the people find you online, Steve?
At SCP-21 or at Altered Geek.
Doug, what about you?
You can find me out on Twitter at SPRZOUT, Spurs Out, or you can find me at MyGenerationPodcast.com, where you can hear all of the episodes of Talking About My Generation.
Absolutely. I am at TF2andMike on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates, and of course at Tooncast Beyond for all the other Tooncast Beyond updates. That's going to close it out for this year, for this episode, for the, I know Tooncast Beyond kind of had a little bit of a hiccup this year, but we're still working the kinks out. Next year, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure when the show is going to be coming back next year. We're going to be on a little bit of an extended Christmas break because I may or may not have life events happening to me next year, so I'm not exactly sure. So as of right now, I do know Jen and I are going to do episode 70, which will be our review on Anastasia. With Doc Brown and John Cusack and
Bartok the Bat.
Yeah. It was Hank Azaria. Thank God. Wasn't that Robin Williams? But no, he was a different bat. He was Batty the Bat from Ferngully. We're going to have episode 70. That's going to be kind of the final New Year kind of thing. And then the show will go on a quick hiatus for a while. I want to address everyone who is still listening to the Tooncast Classic feed. Everyone, thank you so much. I hope that these last 25 days have really outdone what the original Tooncast Classic episode 30 was for you. Stick around for more Tooncast Beyond coming in 2017 at some point. I have been TFG and Mike with Steve and Doug. I don't have a cartoon catchphrase for the end of this. We will see you in the new year, folks. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good junk, and we'll catch you later.
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in his story.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Hello, folks. It is TF2 on Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network, and it is time now to tell you that Tooncast Beyond is going to be coming back in full force here in 2017. Or coming up in 2017, I should say. We've got tons of stuff. We're going to start with episode 70 of the podcast, and hopefully reach 100 podcasts by our 5th or 6th year anniversary. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have superheroes. We're going to have action figures. Not action figures, action heroes. Looney Tunes, all kinds of cool cartoon review stuff. I am back from vacation. I am refreshed, recharged, and ready to go. So, beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination, Tooncast Beyond 2017 is here to stay. So let's get watching those tunes.
Well, how's that?
Great choice.
Pardon me. I don't mean to put a damper on this thing, but weren't there supposed to be 5 rockets?
There were 5, and I lit them, too.
Hit the deck!
Sam, speak to me.
Ooh, you carrot-chomping, flop-eared, bob-tailed rabbit. I hope your inners turn to outers and your ears go vice-versa. I hate rabbits. It's just human nature to hate rabbits. Why, you low-down, flop-eared son of a kangaroo. You'll pay for this, you dog-blasting, ornery, no-account, long-eared vermin. Well, you corn-sorn idiot rabbit.
Yeah. Maybe we can fix it in the editing.
Go to lunch now.